Good evening, everyone. Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and Jesus Christ, who is our risen, our resurrected, our reigning and returning Redeemer. We thank the Lord for the opportunity to gather on a Friday evening to be in this place to engage and enjoy worship through music arts. Tonight, you're going to be blessed by some of the greatest voices, not only locally from T.C. Williams, but across the globe with the presence of the Aeolians. And I want to welcome each and every one of you on behalf of our entire church family. We're going to begin. I'm going to offer a word of prayer. We have our Lift Every Voice and Sing, and then we just get to sit back and enjoy a Friday night. The fact that some of you all are in church on a Friday night means the Lord is still on the throne of heaven, and he's done a great thing. So would you bow with me as we thank God? Lord, how grateful we are for the grace and the mercy that has kept us this day and the opportunity we have now to engage and enjoy worship as we lift up our voices in song. We thank you for the awesome gift of these whose voices you've anointed to sing your praises locally and across the globe, for the directors and the musicians that have prepared themselves for the gift that you've granted unto them that they might play and perform in a way that brings you honor, for the neighbor that sits next to us, for the opportunity we have on a Friday night. Lord, I pray now that you be blessed, pleased, and present in all that we engage on this night. In the matchless, the mighty, and the marvelous name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Oh, the Florida A&M Choir is here. All the Rattlers, hey, welcome, y'all. They're going to be in worship with us on tomorrow night. We're looking forward to hear y'all on tomorrow night as they lead us in worship. So let's sit back, enjoy, and engage as we praise God in song tonight.
Good evening, everyone. We're going to start by singing Lift Every Voice and Sing. If you would stand on the first verse and then sit on the second verse. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody ready to ride up the chariot?
We're just going to take a different position as we welcome our guests this evening and my alma mater, the Oakwood University Aeolians. So as T.C. Williams takes the aisles and Oakwood takes the loft, I'll share with you a quick commercial. I don't really get to talk too much about my alma mater, but it is a specific joy and pleasure to have them here, not just in the DMV area, but right here at Alford Street Baptist Church. And the reason is a particular one in that many people don't know this, and I'm going to stand up here, but I wasn't always a music major. My parents sent me to Oakwood to study biology. We got some biology majors in the house? Okay. I can remember the first day with Dr. Paul, and he said, look to your left, look to your right. Next semester, half of these people won't be here. And next semester, we went from 125 to 50. You know, back in the day, we were told, there's no money in music. Why are you going to be a music major? There's nothing in it. You might as well get something that you're going to make some money. How are you going to take care of yourself and take care of a wife? I'm quoting my father now. Who passed away this past December. And I promised myself I wouldn't get emotional, and I'm not going to. Because he would say, boy, stop all that crying. But one thing that I will always remember from him is he always asked, he never asked for perfection. He always asked for my best. And that is one thing I can adequately describe about the music department and the Aeolians in particular. Being a part of an Aeolian, once an Aeolian, always an Aeolian, completely changed my life. And I decided to go against the grain. I decided to double major in music, then recognized that was stupid because I wanted to graduate in time. And still there was some doubt there. And many people, you don't know this, but I had actually gotten into dental school to study at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Go Tar Heels. Sorry, Pastor. And upon going to the University of North Carolina to study dentistry, I completely changed my mind, and I decided to pursue my dream, which is music. And I was fortunate enough to get a full ride to the Morgan State University to study a master's in choral and orchestral conducting. And then a church on the south side of Alfred and Duke took a chance on a young 22, about to turn 23-year-old, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, a little wet behind the ears, breath still smelling like Similac, and a young lady from Kinston, North Carolina, said to me in her house, yes. Why don't you come over to Alpha Street? It'll be wonderful. And this church body has watched me grow from a young boy into a man. And although my father's not here, I say to people all the time, I'd be lucky to be half the man he was. So I hope he is proud, and I'm especially honored that my mother is here this evening. So the choir that you see behind me gave me all the musical training, all the gifts, all the hunger for arranging and composing, growing up in a culture of starting your own group. And you guys have got to hear this group called Another Effect. I mean, it's the real deal. It's about 8 guys, right? A different effect. Yeah, not just another effect. A different effect.
And so what you're going to hear is the greatest college choir, I think, this side of heaven. But before they sing, you're going to hear the greatest high school choir this side of heaven.
said, true art, music, true art is made noble and religious by the mind producing it. For nothing makes the soul so religious and pure than the endeavor to create something perfect. For God is perfection, and those who strive after perfection are striving after God. We are so excited to be here in Alexandria. This is kind of like home for me. I used to live in Maryland. And we are on a journey this week. I want to switch gears completely and do something a little different. It's in a Latin text. It's called Jubilate Deo. Any Latin scholars out here? So if you know your Latin, you know that stands for shout to God. Do you guys shout here? Every now and then? Okay. It's a very, very difficult piece set by an Italian composer, Mr. Pietro Ferrario. And it's one of those pieces, Miss Garrett, where you feel like you could never get the whole thing right any one performance. Like something always is a little off, but it's one of those difficult pieces. So you want to sing Jubilate Deo, and then Dennis, let's go to this piece called Keramus, which stands for the potter's clay. And we had a funny experience on Wednesday. I'll talk a little bit about that later on. But we did the piece Keramus, and when we were done, I went off stage, and this Caucasian man walks up to me, and he says, "You just sang my piece." We didn't even know he was going to be there. So Keramus by Mr. James Mulholland.
Jubilate Deo, 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 Jubilate Deo,
Words for that last song are just so powerful. I hope you at least got some of it. But the line that says, tomorrow will be a brighter day. Beautiful, beautiful words. T.C. Williams, you guys are sang a piece by one of my favorite guys now. We just saw Stacy the last couple of days. And yeah. And we actually premiered a piece that Stacy did called, what was it called again? A Spiritual Salute, which featured four of the choirs at the ACDA convention, and Ruben Studdard was the soloist. So we want to sing now another setting of Stacy. And what I love about Stacy has a knack of taking a song title that most of us know one premier arrangement. So, for example, if I say Sooner Will Be Done, which composer do you think about? William Dawson. If I say Way Over in Beulah Land, you think of Hall Johnson, all right? Come on. If I say Ezekiel Saw the Wheel, you think of William Dawson. So Stacy has a way of taking these settings and then making a unique spin. So this is his setting of Ezekiel Saw the Wheel.
months, days, all turned out.
We're getting ready to close and do a couple of numbers with the T.C. Williams Choir. So to end the set, we want to just sing a song that we sing everywhere we go, all around the nation, all around the world, one of our favorites. It talks about a place that's a little better than Alexandria, Virginia. See if you can recognize it. Thank you.
See you. The program says an evening of choral excellence. In Genesis chapter 28, there's a story about a man called Jacob who had an encounter with God. And the next day, Jacob said, "This is none other than the gate of heaven. This is the house of God." And I don't know about you, but there were moments when I had my eyes closed this evening, and whether it was the unique sound of the Aeolians or that high school choir that's acting like a college choir, right? Yeah. When I realized that these young people ushered us into the presence of God. And I don't know about you, but on this Friday evening, I'm so grateful to be here in this place. And I feel blessed to be a member of the Alfred Street Baptist Church. So those of you who are part of Alfred Street, we know what it's like to be blessed. We get to have a Joyce Garrett and a Theodore Thorpe III. Dr. Ferdinand from Oakwood, and we get to sit here and soak it all up. But God doesn't bless us just so we can sit down and be fat. God blesses us so we can be a blessing to others. So I'm making an appeal tonight, which is a fancy way of saying I'm fixing to ask you something. I want to ask you, as a member of the Alfred Street Baptist Church and as the parent of a graduate of T.C. Williams Choir, for you to be generous in supporting this choir, because they're trying to go to Florida on spring break and win again, as they always do when they go. And these gifted students have worked hard, but not every family can write a check for $900 to send their child to Florida. And not every family can make the $300 payments to get their child to Florida. But we've been blessed. And so I'm simply going to ask if you have been blessed to pour into a child, to sow into somebody's future. You don't know which one of these members is going to end up in that choir one day, or in this choir one day. And so we want to support them in the way that we know how to do. I'm going to ask you, when you leave this place, you can prepare it now if you want. I want you to write a check, if you'd like, to the T.C. Williams Choral Boosters. It's a 501(c) organization. You can get a tax deduction if you would like. And when you leave this place, there will be two representatives outside with baskets. And when you go downstairs to the reception, there will be two representatives downstairs with baskets. Give generously and sow into the lives of these young people. And this is nothing but a great investment. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you.
orchestra.
We work at the University of Illinois under the direction of Dr. Jason Ferdinand. Our accompanist, Mr. Dennis Baptiste. Mr. Azrael Davis. And the T.C. Williams High School Choir. Thank you so much. Have a good evening. We'll see you at the reception. Thank you so much for coming.